This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
As a podcast aimed at high school and university students, we'd like to make it clear that the legal drinking age in Aotearoa is 18 years old.
We don't support or promote underage drinking without parental consent.
Keep in mind that drug use is illegal in New Zealand and we strongly oppose any involvement with illegal drugs.
Our goal is to provide students with guidance, encouraging responsible decision making while adhering to the law.
If you choose to drink alcohol, do so responsibly and understand your limits. When it comes to drugs, it's crucial to stay safe and make decisions that are in line with the law and your health. Welcome to Tips of Teens and Everything in Between. My name is Jovi and I'm your host for today with Boaz.
What's up?
And in the studio today we have Bernard Temboom.
Kia ora.
How are you?
Yeah, pretty good.
That's good, that's good. Yeah. So why are we in the studio today, Boaz?
Today we're going to be talking about party culture.
Yeah, partying's so fun. I can say that now because I'm 18. Don't know. but anyways, we're going to get right into it. Bernard, could you tell us a bit about yourself, about your experience maybe with partying and stuff for the audience?
Yeah. Well, kia ora, my name's Bernard. I've lived in Hamilton my whole life. I'm currently finishing up a youth work degree, which is pretty fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I guess I've done high school at Fraser High School, so over that side of town, which was awesome. I've had a few experiences with parties, you know.
Yeah, a few. Nice. All right. So you've definitely got some experience under your belt with what to know about teens and especially partying.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. We'll get right into our questions then for today.
All right. What are some general safety precautions to take when partying?
Yeah. Well, I'm really keen on the whole honesty policy. Is just be honest with your mates. You know, if you've been to a party or your experience with drinking, be honest with them, be open and say, hey, look, I'm kind of new to this.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
You know?
Know your limits.
Yeah.
I feel like it's easy just to like, especially if they're friends, that you should just be able to tell them like, hey, I'm not going to drink at this party or I'm not going to do this at their party. You know?
Yeah,
just have your rules set, you know?
Yeah, and especially not making yourself as like some absolute party
animal. Yeah. I can drink this much. I can do this.
And then you get your first drink and you're like, oh, actually, hold up.
Well, they hold you account for it. They're like, oh, yeah, Boaz said you could do this. You want to do it right now?
Oh, no.
Exactly. Don't set yourself up for that because I feel like it's just going to be too much. And you'll embarrass yourself, right? Yeah. It'll just be really awkward. Okay, good thing to know. Be honest. Is there anything else maybe that they should be aware of?
Yeah, I think safety in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get your group together, figure out where you're going to party, and just plan to stick together all night. Have that one close friend that you're like, okay, cool. We're not leaving each other's side.
Yeah, we're buddies. Right. That's a good one.
Best buddies.
I was going to say, could this also technically apply to clubbing for our uni students as well? Just what we're about to talk about?
For sure.
Okay. Just making sure you know, because it's got to include those guys. So next question then, how can I recognize and respond to signs of potential drug-related risks or unsafe substances at parties?
Yeah. I'd say, you know, look after yourself. Drink spiking is huge. Try not to leave your drink unattended. Try not to take drinks that are opened from other people. And if you see people who may look like they are under the... Oh, sorry. I was like trying to think influence, but you'll see people feeling dizzy, maybe a bit faint. They might be throwing up. You know, I'm usually tired or sleepy. And if you ask them how's their temperature and they're quite hot or cold, there could be a chance if, you know, if they're just pretty fresh to the party, that something dangerous could be happening.
Definitely. Do you think there's a way to differentiate, like, the symptoms of being really high and being really drunk? Like, Boaz looks really high and then another day he might look really drunk. Would there be a difference between his, like, symptoms of being really high and really drunk?
I guess so. You know, if we're talking about marijuana, you obviously get the bloodshot eyes and they're a bit slow and kind of non-responsive and a bit giggly. But with being drunk, and I guess it depends on the drinker, is that they could be quite like kind of stumbling, dizzy. Mm. So it's that dizziness, or they could be really hyped up and
just very loud.
Yeah, man. Just like to make it aware for some people who obviously aren't going to be used to like someone that's like super high or super drunk. So,
yeah.
All right. Next question then.
What are the risks of doing drugs?
Yeah. Most drugs that you'll find at parties, they're stimulants. So they're adding to your bloodstream and they're thickening your blood veins, trying to, you know, bring that pumping to your heart and kind of speeding you up a bit.
Yeah.
There can be huge side effects after kind of getting to this peak of really fast heart movements and then kind of dropping down.
Yeah.
So heart attacks, strokes, you know, blood clots. Mm. So dangerous.
Not good. Oh, it's good to know, just so everyone knows that there are risks. It's not all that fun.
Yeah. And I guess also, like, addiction is a huge thing.
Yeah, true.
You know, I think lots of people focus on their health outcomes, but very slowly people can get addicted to substances in denial, being like, nah.
Yeah.
You know, I was at a party last weekend and had a cone with my mate and we're fine, but, you know, maybe next time we party, I'll have a cone.
Yeah.
And it's all good.
Yeah.
And then, you know... go down the track
constantly.
This makes
the party so much better.
Yeah.
So cool.
And it becomes a dependency.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll
be like, well, I can't party without it type thing. Yeah.
Parties are boring without it. Any other risks, would you say? Maybe in socially or, I don't know, psychologically, stuff like that?
Yeah, I get you could definitely put yourself at risk.
Yeah.
If you're inexperienced or if you are experienced and you're just, you know, in a different space and you take a psychedelic, you could have a really bad trip and start to exclude yourself from the party, which is really dangerous. If you're experimenting with hallucinogens or any kind of drugs, try not to remove yourself from a group of people.
Yeah.
Even if you guys are all under the influence, it's very safe to stay in numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Next question.
All right, let's see. What steps can I take to protect myself and stay safe in an unfamiliar/crowded environment?
Yeah. We talked about the buddy system or, you know, the safety in numbers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Especially with clubbing or festivals. Yeah. Everyone's really keen on the festivals lately.
Yeah.
Take a buddy. Take a group of friends. I've been to many festivals and I found the easiest way to travel in and out of the mosh pits and the crowds is just to kind of hold on to one friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they're really confident, say lead the way and then you kind of jump along following.
The train.
I live that way.
Yeah. Exactly. I had, when I was clubbing once, I had this girl that like shoved her back into me and then I turn around and she's like leading her friends, both hands, they're all just following her and she's her back is like a... There, it was just so much. I was like, wow, that's actually smart.
I feel like
smart.
Most people know that method is that, okay, you kind of get a bit of friend and you're like, no, they're just trying to move.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck is... Oh, okay, that makes sense. Keep going. Make way for the train.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a smart technique, yeah. Anything else, though?
I don't know, kind of stake it out if you can.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to a party and your mates are like, oh, it's at so-and-so's house and it's going to be a rager, kind of think, okay, how far is this from my house?
Yeah.
Who do I know that's going? Mm. And just kind of do a bit of, like, you know, very small research. I'm going to stalk the people on Instagram or something.
Google Map it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, that's a nice house. Sure.
And then, like, when you turn up, you're like, okay, cool, this is somewhat familiar.
Yeah.
If you've done your stalking well.
Yeah, exactly. I know the girls will know what to do. They'll just be like, I know everything.
Yeah.
Stick of passages, everything. All right. Okay. Last question, right? I think it's the last question. Yes, it is. Are there any specific precautions to follow when accepting food or drink from others at parties? And I know you already kind of commented on it, but emphasize it for us.
Oh, it's so important.
Yeah.
I think, top rule is don't accept anything that's already opened in terms of alcohol. If someone's opened a drink for you, just kind of be like, yeah, thanks, but I can grab my own.
Yeah.
And I guess sometimes it can be a bit of a downer. Say, like, you know, if there's a really hot guy at a party and you're like, oh, you got me a drink. Just be like, nah, it's all good. I'm going to grab my own.
Yeah.
Try not to leave your drink anywhere open. And I think, you know, although we see it huge in movies about drink spiking, but it's so common.
Yeah.
You know, people can just chuck anything into your drink, even topping it up with alcohol. That's considered spiking because the aim is to get you a bit more drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And eating is important. Mm-hmm. Try and be safe with eating.
Yeah.
If you're clubbing, I know Kebab Masters in Hamilton is really good. Refuel Joe's.
Yeah,
try and top up on that food, because I think lots of people always say eating is cheating. But no, it's really important to keep your body topped up with a bit of a, you know, stomach liner just to keep you going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought I'd mention as well that, like, when you're new to it as well, you're kind of very trustworthy of everything because you haven't experienced it yet.
Yeah.
So, like, I was getting water at the club and it had an open lid.
Yeah.
And my sisters were like, oh, watch out for this. Okay, like, we're going to be careful. We're going to have our water, but, like, still. And I was like, oh, great, water. Just chugged it down. I was like, yeah, water. And then, like, you know, there's those kind of things. And it happens with guys too. Like, guys get their drinks spiked and everything as well, so.
Mm.
And I think even like that, I've been to a few clubs in Hamilton. I was about to name drop, but I won't. But, you know, they've got the bar there, and then right next to the bar is just this kind of water station with just open jugs and cups.
Yeah,
that's
so dangerous. Like, we're talking about the same one right now.
Yeah.
Same one. Yep, so be careful. We will quickly go into our break. The song is Neon by Albert Street. This is Tips, Teens, and Everything in Between. We've had Boaz and Bernard, and we'll see you guys after the break.
Just a couple of kids, just doing the thing. Just a couple of songs and no instruments. We got the world and our view. Oh, still got no idea. And I'm dreaming of these places. Can color through these gray spaces. Some familiar faces. I'm still holding all the aces.
Tips of Teens and Everything in Between. My name is Jovi. And we've got Boaz and Bernard here with us talking about studying. We're going to get right back into it. We've just been talking about...
Studying?
Why are you so studying? Oh my gosh, yep. I was doing so well with the outro. We're studying partying.
I didn't get wasted.
I don't even know where studying came from. We'll just get right into it anyways. And talk about partying. Never going to recover from that one. So next question then, how can I ensure my personal belongings are safe? I feel like this is a good one for the girls because we don't have pockets like you guys.
that was one of my notes. Unfortunately, a lot of like female clothing don't have pockets.
Yeah, yep. My jeans are wearing. I can't even fit my phone in there. And then like you want to dress up for the, like, because there's the dress code for clubbing as well.
Yeah.
When I first went, one of the guys was wearing sweatpants and I was like, sorry, you can't come in. We were like, oh. So lots of girls, I feel like girls care about their appearance, so they're going to not have any space to hold much except their phone in their hand.
Yeah.
And so ready.
What would they do then? Like to keep them, to keep the stuff safe?
Keep
it in the car? I don't know.
Purse, keep it in the car, because like sometimes people like, they just prefer that. And then they get a breather from the club, you know?
Yeah.
But I was going to say, purse. For me, I had my bike shorts on underneath my skirt, so I just tucked my phone and my wallet into my I was like, this is great. I had to test. I was like jumping. Yeah. I was like, if I'm dancing, is it going to fall out?
But no, I'm sure you can get bike shorts from Kmart with pockets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't have the ones with the pockets, guys. But, you know, like there's, and I feel like, isn't there like coat checks for some things where you can like, hey, can I leave my thing here?
Yeah. I've also held quite a few phones.
Yeah, for the
girl. Some of my mates, like, I just can't. I'm like, okay, I'll put it in my pocket.
If you've got the big pockets, you're immediately like, I sacrifice myself.
Yeah.
Like, it's like that, especially.
If you are that person to hold the phones, I would suggest, you know, hang around your mates. You've got their phone. Mm. And I guess if you lose them, you can't really contact them because you've got their only means of contact. So try and stay close.
Yeah.
You know, with great power comes great responsibility.
Exactly. Basically, yeah. So, like, for the girls that are lucky with their boyfriends, you just hand it to them. Just pass it to them. They'll look after it. Yeah. They better. Yeah.
But also, I think try and eliminate a few things that aren't really needed.
Yeah.
I've been to town, and my mate's like, oh, could you hold this? And they're pulling out lip balm, and they're pulling out all of these, like, wallet and receipts.
Oh, my gosh. Basically, like, for the girls needing a jacket, you leave it in the car. Yeah. Even if it's cold, leave it in the car. And then you need just your ID and your phone, basically. That's, like, all you need. Mm. You don't need to bring your lip gloss and your stuff.
I mean, thank goodness for Apple Pay, right?
Yeah.
You don't need your card. You don't need cash.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. So just the less the better. Yeah.
Do guys really need to worry about losing their property? Because you guys don't really bring that much. You've got big pockets.
Yeah.
You're all sorted.
Yeah. Zip pockets, you know.
That question was specifically made for the girls, I guess.
And I think also, like, with guys, it's just be a bit mindful. Like, no need to go out with the huge jewelry and, you know, huge vape kits and stuff. Because I've seen so many times, like, it gets knocked over or, you know, maybe stolen.
Mm.
They're gone crazy.
Yeah.
I get it. It's your property.
Yeah.
But, like, is it necessary?
Yeah, exactly.
How can people go about organizing transportation to and or from parties to ensure a safe journey home?
Yeah. We kind of talked about staking out parties, and I think you said something about Google Maps.
Yeah, yeah.
If Google it's super Maps close, always. Yeah, if it's super close, try and organize a safe time to come and go from the party if you've got a big group.
Mm.
So I think if there's more than five of you and at least one responsible drinker, then walking 5 minutes down the road should be safe if it's a safe area, not next to a highway and all that kind of jazz. I was pretty honest with my parents growing up with parties and stuff, and they were pretty happy with me attending.
Mm.
So mum was happy to come and pick me up and drop me off as long as it wasn't too late.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise mum's at the driver in her pajamas and you're like,
what?
No fear. There's like that, yeah. I was going to say, your mum and dad, if they're like, my mum did that, and then it was like, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah.
You still have your own ride. I was like, okay, thanks, mum.
But also, thanks. I think it's the funnest ride home because you're absolutely smacked.
Yeah.
Right. And your mum's like, I've been there. I know what you mean. Yeah. And then they start asking questions. You're like, no, I'm sober. What do you mean? You're kind of doing like
the test ride home. You're like,
why do you reek?
Reek at what? Yeah. It's so funny, though, especially if it's dad. Because dad's like, so what are you up to? You're like, nothing. It's just nothing.
Yeah.
And then you're like, hide it.
I guess like the safest way would be Uber, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fully.
Yeah. I haven't heard too many good experiences with taxis because taxis are a bit He's a bit iffy.
I think that the thing
I guess they're reliable sometimes.
With taxis, it's so hard, especially like if it gets later into the night. I've noticed the taxi companies, they're working for like four different things at the same time. So if you leave your belongings or, you know, all that kind of stuff in the car, man, it's so hard to track it down.
Yeah.
And the system is so fast-paced and they kind of don't care about you.
Yeah. They just want those customers.
Yeah. I remember my mate taking a taxi home from town, and she was singing or something, and the guy got annoyed, so he kicked her out. So dropped her off at the police station bridge. Like, wow. She didn't even get that far from town.
That's like a dodgy spot.
And she was calling. Like, she's like, I'm so scared. Like, he's just kicked me out and he's paid, you know, charged me full price. I'm like, what?
Yeah, not it.
Oh my God.
Of course, there's like the sober driver. That's one.
Yeah.
That's one. I had one of my friends take the bus once. Oh, I don't know why. Like, that's such a bad idea in my mind.
How late do buses go?
I think they had left early because they didn't want to be there.
Is the night rider still a thing?
I don't think so. Oh my gosh, I did see a van though, and it had like disco ball, the lights.
I've seen one of those too.
It's so funky.
Insane.
It is cool. It is cool.
Yeah.
Respect the van.
Yeah, but sober drivers, great idea as well, especially if it's one of your close mates.
Yeah.
Because, you know, maybe they've got work the next morning and they can't drink, but we can still have a fun time.
Yeah, exactly. Know? Awesome. Is that all the answers for that question? Like, do we feel like there are anything else to say about transport? We did buses. We're just now to the next
Uber, sober drivers, your parents.
Yeah, your parents.
Party vans.
Party vans. That is good stuff. Okay, we'll get into the next question then, which is, how can I navigate peer pressure or uncomfy situations at parties while navigating my safety?
Yeah.
Just peer pressure in general. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, we've talked about it, the honesty.
Yeah.
Being honest with your mates, because you're going out to have a good time.
Yeah.
You're going out to enjoy yourself, make a few memories on the way. You're not going out to get absolutely blacked out.
Yeah.
And, you know, end up regretting things. So I think if you're honest and straight up with your mates, saying, hey, look, you know, I'm happy to come to the party, happy to do a few shots, happy to do this, but, you know, maybe if drugs are coming out, I might not participate. Is it all good? And then at least you and that person or you and the group knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's good stuff. I was going to say, like, peer pressure-wise, like, don't have the sheep mentality. Like, if your friend's doing it and you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Just, like, let them know that you don't want to, you know?
Like, oh, no, I'm good. What would you say for those people that are like, no, you should do it. Do it.
Or it's like proximal pressure, hey?
Yeah.
It's like when your mates are around and you kind of see that, oh, crap, they're all doing this.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to jump in.
Do I have to do that too now?
You're like, nah.
Yeah, exactly.
I know, I've been in that spot, but I guess my personality and the amount of people I knew at the party helped me kind of come out of that situation pretty cleanly. It's that they were all pretty keen to, you know, get stoned.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, oh, not really my thing. Like, you know, I've got a family of addicts and I'm not really keen on this.
Yeah.
And I ended up, you know, having a toke on the joint as it went around. But then I kind of like quickly was like, oh, hold on, does anyone need snacks?
Find a diversion.
Even though, like, munchies take forever to kick in.
Yeah.
But they're like, yeah. So I was like, cool, this is my out. Went out, grabbed the snacks, and then grabbed a few mates who I knew weren't too keen on getting high. And then we just came and sat down and joined them. And it was like this kind of cool vibe of, I've done it. It's cool. I didn't do too much. I'm fine.
Yeah.
But I can still participate with my friends and still kind of hang out in the same space.
Yeah.
Without being like, no, I hate you guys. You're not friends anymore.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be like that.
Yeah.
That's a good way to go about it. Just like, be like, no.
Yeah.
No, please. Next question. We'll wrap it up real quick.
What should I do if I feel unsafe or witness someone else in an unsafe situation at a party?
Yeah. Friends.
Yeah. Get the group.
That would be my straight go-to, is always stick with your friends. Mm. Always. And if maybe by chance your friend's actually making you feel unsafe or you're feeling like your friend is unsafe, you should have that relationship with them to either talk them down.
Yeah.
You know, I had a friend who got like really paranoid at a party. And it was like just me and him. And I was kind of like, what do I do? Like, you know, I've had quite a bit to drink and he's kind of going off and everything makes me kind of just want to be like, all right, see you, bro. See ya.
Peace out. I'll leave you here.
Go punch that tree. But it was quite easy. And I think my brain kind of kicked in and I was like, you know, okay, let's talk about this. Mm. Get that water in the system.
Yeah.
Start making them just kind of realize where they are, situating them.
Yeah.
And just kind of take them away from the noise.
Yeah.
But if you do see someone who might look like their drink's being spiked or they've had way too much, don't ever just kind of like, someone else is going to look after that.
Yeah, don't have the bystander effect working on you.
Everyone's going to think that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, see, I don't really like that person. Or kind of cringe. I'm just going to go and find someone else, kind of have the guts to at least check that they're okay.
Mm. I was going to say, for the girls, when it's like those situations, like, you can have a friend, you can have a guy friend who you can, like, before the party be like, you're going to be my boyfriend for a day, you know, like, just in case. And girls, like, they can make up any excuse. Yeah. Like, the best one I've had was, my boyfriend in the military. I have my boyfriend in the military here. And they're like, oh, okay, all right, you know? So, like, there's those kinds of excuses that you can use on. Yeah. And then also, girls, allyship, you know, like, even if you hate them, you're still going to be like, hey, do you need any help? Like, oh, hey, do you want to go get a drink? Get away from this weirdo.
I've even seen, like, in town, girls who don't even know each other, automatically, like, coming up with, like, nicknames and, oh my gosh, do you remember back in school? Like, yeah. Just to kind of so get good girl code is so strong in Hamilton.
It is good. I love it so much. It is good. But I was going to say, for the girls, that's a good excuse. Yeah. But that's also something you can use as guys. Like, I've got a crazy girlfriend, bro. Like, you better back away.
Girlfriend in the military.
Girlfriend in the military, she'll find you. Be like that. But yeah, that's my last note for it. Yeah. Did you have anything else you wanted to say then?
I don't know. I feel like there was something, but...
Oh, did I cut you off?
No, it's all right.
I feel bad now. You've got such, like, golden nuggets of information. That's right. So good. We'll end it here, though. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Did you have anything you wanted to say before we end the episode?
No, I'm just keen to hear Boaz sing Taylor Swift.
Yeah, same. Yeah, sure. Can we, like, later on, like...
But that'll be good.
Coming up next.
In the summer. Next episode, listen to Boaz. All right, okay. I'll bring this in. All right, this was Tips, Teens, and Everything in Between. This was me and Boaz.
Yeah.
And thank you so much, Bernard.
Yeah.
You've been awesome. This is the end of the episode, so we'll hopefully see you in the next episode. See you guys.
Later.
Bye.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.